This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Leash on life.
Oh, we'll find out if you are judgy or have a bad sense of humor. At 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. An embarrassing setback for Senate Republicans as the effort to replace Obamacare has failed.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't have enough Republican votes to repeal Obamacare. Attorney Bakari Sellers says a lack of leadership led to the GOP's failure.
I mean, you have Mike Lee and Ted Cruz out here on a limb. You have Senator McConnell doing his own thing. You have Paul Ryan trying to do his own thing. But there's no force there that is driving the party.
President Trump tweeted Monday night, Republicans should repeal Obamacare and start over. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The Montgomery County Council is set today to vote on a resolution on another bridge crossing the Potomac River.
In an effort to ease traffic congestion and provide another way for people to get to Dulles Airport, the National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board wants to study whether it would be worth it to build a bridge that would go from the ICC to Virginia Route 28 across the Potomac. But not everybody's on board, including Montgomery County Councilmember George Leventhal.
It's just fraught with problems. It's not logical or practical to pursue it.
Last week, a resolution opposing plans for the study was introduced. A vote on that could come later this week. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County leaders are plainly admitting that what they're doing now to try to stop gang activity just isn't working.
Half of Montgomery County's homicides last year were gang-related.
There are multiple gangs here, MS, Hit Squad, Latin Kings, Blood.
State's Attorney John McCarthy says a lot of gang crime goes unreported, but from what they do know, perpetrators are getting younger, as young as 12 or 13.
Your status is based on what you've done in service to the gang, and age doesn't matter.
He says laws haven't kept up with the activity, and it's harder to prosecute than it should be.
We are not regularly doing grand jury investigative work, gathering information about who are the leadership in Montgomery County. We have to do that. I need resources to do that.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Officials in Baltimore now say the Johns Hopkins undergrad who was found dead on the street near campus last week died from an accidental fall from a high-rise building. The body of 19-year-old Abigail Bastine was found outside her off-campus apartment building last week. Police spokesman T.J. Smith.
We're still waiting on toxicology results from the medical examiner's office before we're able to determine exactly everything that was going on. But every piece of evidence right now points to accidental.
Bastine was a rising sophomore from Sandusky, Ohio. California lawmakers have voted to extend a climate change initiative that Governor Jerry Brown touts as a model for states and nations.
It's a great day for California. It's a great day for bipartisanship. And it's a great day for the planet, for climate, and for clean air in many of our cities that haven't been getting it their share. So thank you very much.
The governor's signature means California's cap and trade program will now survive through 2030. Fire heavily damaged two Northwest D.C. row houses overnight. At least two D.C. firefighters were injured, putting out that two-alarm fire on Morgan Street in the Truxton Circle neighborhood. The Coast Guard says it will periodically cut off access to about 2 miles of the Potomac River, where it borders Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, because of security concerns when the president or the senior officials go golfing there. The Washington Post reports, though, the move is generating opposition among recreational users of the Potomac. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,630. The Nasdaq at 63,14. Sports, it's a four-game sweep for the Nationals as they beat the Reds again. The Orioles break out of their losing streak with a win over Texas. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to cut to the chase real quick on this.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's fascinating and highly instructive.
Weekdays noon till 3.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full-mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, one of our biggest problems continues to be Route 5 Branch Avenue. Update is now sponsored by Spot Hero. Multi-car crash northbound on 5 before you get to Surratt's Road. So if you're trying to get into the Clinton area, extra time for sure needed. As I'm watching these delays still continuing to grow out of Brandywine and then up toward this crash on 5 before Surratt's Road. So be ready for that. Now, around the Beltway, in better shape, inner loop as you approach 450 Annapolis Road. That crash has been cleared and those delays quickly are easing. For 270, volume through Urbana down toward 109. I don't have anything else reported along the way there. 66, just seeing some of that stop and go through Manassas toward Centerville and Falls Church. Eastbound, just a little bit of the stop and go still with us as well. We're quiet over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, Southeast Southwest Freeway. That looks good for your early start here each direction. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little hotter today than it was yesterday. Hazy sunshine, some afternoon clouds, and we may get an afternoon or evening thunderstorm around. High near 91. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Dumfries, 68 in Damascus, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Spot Hero. Mike Pence reiterates the administration's pledge to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:35 this morning, Trevor Maddich, the WMAL's Redskins analyst, going to join us on an important day. Kirk Cousins has failed to reach a deal, which means he's getting a big payday for the Washington Redskins. We'll explain. 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz, who's with the Fairfax County School Board, she's going to talk to us about Jeb Stuart High School. They're set to vote on whether or not that name is changing. She'll have a breakdown. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow joins us on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. I came across this on social media yesterday. A woman wrote a piece on a blog about judging parents who put their kids on leashes. There's a picture of two kids on their little harnesses on with their little leashes and moms holding them. And she says, I have never put my child on a leash. As a young parent, when I witnessed others doing so, I judged them quite harshly. I assumed that the child's parents or caregivers either didn't know how to discipline the little one properly or were simply too lazy to try. Now, how many people have seen children on a leash and judge mom saying, oh, she's too lazy to try to raise her children, too lazy to discipline them? And she said, and this was until she had her first grandchild. And it's a little boy. We soon discovered he was exceedingly smart and exceptionally sweet, but he was also very high speed. No matter what anyone tried, he couldn't soothe himself. The doctor said that he was just a high needs baby. And as he got older, he became a runner. Somebody always had to keep an eye on him to make sure he didn't run into the street, climb whatever was in his path, or take off to check out something that had captured his attention. And so her daughter opted to put her grandson on a leash. She said, wow, I view it totally differently now. Now, I have a younger brother who shall remain nameless, because there's more than one, who was the leash kid because he was a runner. he was the kid who you would be with him and he would dart away no matter how many times he knew not to do it. The rest of us managed to comprehend that. He couldn't. He had no impulse control. He ran. My parents had to install the chain locks, you know, at the top of the doors, really high out of reach, because he would unlock doors and run down the street. Just go. He'd see something in the yard and boom, he was gone. So we had to, he was that kid. So my brother lived on a leash, and to this day, I remember it was blue, and it was often my job, as my brother would say, the leash on your brother. And I would zipper him up into his harness and zipper it up the back, and I would put him in his harness, and he was okay with it because he knew that he was going out. I mean, but we didn't take him, it wasn't on him all the time. It was only in certain situations, like if we were going to the fair, we go to the 4-H fair. My brother had to be on a leash because he would see something and be gone, and he'd dart away into the crowd, and you didn't know where he was. So the rest of us who were both older and younger managed to somehow comprehend not running away. He couldn't do it. So 888-630-9625. Do you judge those people who put their kids on leashes? Or are you one of those parents who has a runner and you totally, totally get it? Now, you have a daughter. She's not a runner, right?
No, she's not a flight risk. Not at this moment.
We got a runner.
I got to admit, to answer your question, I got to admit, I do judge parents who've got the leash.
Yeah.
But that's because, I don't know, it's just instinctual. I'm like, what do you need the leash for, man? Like, come on, try and, why don't you just carry 30 pounds of human around, like, in your arms more often? You got a leash on your kid? I mean, it's not that lazy of a decision. It's a brave decision to put a leash on your kid because, you know, there's a lot of judgment going on around you if somebody sees you with the kid and the leash. And you see it a lot at, like, theme parks. These leashes, they try and make them seem like less authoritarian less authoritarian child containment systems. They make them like teddy bears with long tails.
Yes.
To, like, their backpacks are like, look, oh, it's so adorable that your kid is strung up on a leash. But it's true that having a young child, it involves like various degrees of containment, right? You start with the crib, and you basically keep the kid in the crib for as long as you humanly can, up until the kid figures out that they can throw themselves over the top of it. And you're like, okay, well, we got to move to the bed now, I guess. So it's no longer, we don't have a jump problem anymore. And the other is like, I remember in the case of my daughter, we used to put her in one of those, like, we have like a fold-out, like, plastic fence that we had for the living room that she could, like, play within it and be contained when she was young enough that she was, like, sort of toddling along the edge of the fence. And she would hold it. She'd walk along it. She'd sit down, play with her toys. But eventually, when she was walking and we'd put her in there, she would shove the fence clean across the hardwood floor. And it'd be her and the fencing system would just move around the room, like, you know, a giant board. So eventually that became ineffective. So at some point you have to like get over this. So if your kid's on a leash, probably at the point where they start dragging you around is when you need to graduate out of the leash.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And Mike McKay here was telling us, like, oh yeah, my mother put us on a leash, but his mother tied it to the clothesline so they could run back and forth.
Yeah, so they could play in the yard.
Play in the yard, back and forth on the clothes. And I think the judgment is much harsher now than when Mike was growing up and when my brothers and I were growing up. My mother just truly didn't. Like, nobody judged you for having your kid on a leash. You just can't always, because a lot of times they don't want to be carried around. They want to get down and
run.
So
the leash thing has been a thing for a while, is what you're telling me, Mary.
No, absolutely. They just weren't as pretty back in the day. 888-630-9625. Matt from Alexandria, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Do you judge?
No, I was one of those parents that had the leash for my daughter because she was the one that wanted to stop and talk to everyone. And we went to New York City often. That's not really a good practice. And she didn't like to be carried. She wanted to be on her floor. So judge away there, haters. It was very cool. I had many people say they wish they had one.
Yeah, I think if it's for your kid's safety, especially you go to like New York City, I can totally understand why you would put your kid on. Listen, you go into Washington, D.C. if you're walking around the Smithsonian because your older children want to see exhibits or whatever, and you've got a younger one, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, if you go to the type of place where you need a fanny pack to secure your money, a leash might be okay for your child.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm down with it, obviously, because I was not the one on the leash. I was the one putting the child in the leash. Mark from Olney, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Mark, are you a judger?
Good morning, folks. My nephew, 25 years ago, was on a leash because he has no hearing. And my sister was confronted by a woman in Disneyland about it. My sister said, what am I supposed to do? He can't hear. He doesn't come up beyond belt level on adults. He gets in a crowd. What do I do?
Good point. What do you? How do you confront someone who's got their kid on a leash, regardless of the like? In this case, there's a special need, but so somebody literally just approached her and was like, "Why do you have your kid on a leash? How dare you?"
Yes, exactly.
What? See, I think in situations like that, you should just be able to punch her. Do you know what I mean? Like in situations like that, who do these people think they are that they just come up and reprimand you for having your child on a leash as opposed to your child? They're the parents whose kids run wild through the restaurant. They're those parents.
I will say, if you ever want any chance of your kid learning to heal, putting them on a leash might not assist you in that effort. My presumption would be, because all children do this, you give them leash, so to speak, they're going to take it. They're going to go, the kid's going to literally just run to the end of the leash over and over.
They learn that very quickly, let me tell you. They go so far and they're like a dog on the end of the rope and they come flying back.
So give them a little liberty and be like, hey, stay next to daddy.
888-630-9625. Do you judge those parents who have the kids on leashes? It's 615 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's head through town and I need you to watch for the broken down car until that can be removed. They're trying to get that over to the right. So heading southbound 295 as you approach East Capitol Street with the broken down. Did not get a lane that's in, so be very careful. Again, 295 south for the broken down. Now, big problems coming out of Brandywine and into Clinton. If you hadn't heard, we have a multi-car crash that's taking a while to clear this thing. Several tow trucks northbound 5 before you get to Surratt's Road. So extra time definitely needed. Let's go Virginia 95 where we're in the stop and go in Aquia. Again, Dale City to Woodbridge, pretty normal backups there. Volume 395 in Landmark. And then, good, if you're joining on from King Street, Shirlington, quiet, no delay across the 14th Street Bridge. Love that. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. We'll hit a high of 91. Tonight, some clouds. This evening will give way to mainly clear skies overnight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a low around 75. And then tomorrow, sunshine, some clouds. A stray shower or thunderstorm again. High 93 currently in our nation's capital. 78 degrees at 617 on WMAL. This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit Bethesda SedationDentistry.com. Kids on leashes. Man, I saw a firestorm yesterday on social media, a piece written by a woman who judged. She said, listen, I was a judger. I judged when I saw parents with their children on leashes. They're horrible parents. Until I had my grandson. And my grandson is one of those kids. He's a high needs child, as the pediatrician called him, and he needs to be on a leash for his own safety because he'll see something and run across traffic. He'll run across the road to get whatever it happens to be. No impulse control, so he needs the leash. And actually, this has been going back for quite some time. Do you remember Saturday Night Live when Mike Myers was on Saturday Night Live and they talked about the leash on the kid?
Played Philip.
Yeah.
My name is Philip. How come you don't wear a harness?
My mom doesn't believe in it. She thinks it's cruel.
My mom thinks it's very necessary. I'm hypoglycemic and hyperactive. I'm a hyper-hypo.
That was so funny. That was Nicole Kidman playing Grace. And yeah, he had a harness. My brother had a harness. It was a harness that just like you have with his arms went through it. The whole bit. And it grew with him too, because it was just really like straps. 888-630-9625. Do you judge those parents who have those kids on leashes? Marlon from Fredericksburg. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Marlon. How are you?
I'm fine. This is going back about 30 years, but initially, I saw a parent in the grocery store and I was picking up some diapers for my daughter at the time that had a leash. And I thought it was so cruel that I went back and I told my wife about it. And then a few weeks later, my mother-in-law came out to help us out because we were a young couple at the time. And we went to the beach in Santa Cruz, California. And it was early morning. We got out to the beach, and there weren't a lot of people out there at the time. And my wife asked me to go back to the car to get a bottle for my daughter. And when I went back to the car, unbeknownst to her and me, my son began to follow me. And when I came back, she asked, well, where's our son? And I said, I thought he was with you. And we're on the boardwalk with a bunch of rides and things. And so panic set in, and come to find out, when he was following me, he lost track of me and just happened to walk into Lost and Found. We didn't know it for about a couple of hours and searching all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Trying to find him. And we finally found him. Somebody said, are you looking for a boy that was in a green sweatsuit? And I said, yeah. I think he walked into Lost and Found. And sure enough, we walked in, and there he is sitting on the counter with the lady playing with a teddy bear and had this big grin on his face. Because he was one of those guys that, like, you know, when you saw him, if he was far away, if you started to take a step towards him, he would start to run. And so the next day after that, he was on a wrist leash, and he hated it. But I never judged after that.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Marlon, what a horrible story. I can't even imagine. You're very blessed that you found him, though.
Hard to see you making a different decision than that one.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was freaked out big time, and I never judged another parent after that when I understood it after that.
Good
absolutely,
for you.
Wow. Marlon, thank you so much
for
sharing that story.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah, I think it happens once, and he's very blessed. He's not going to let it happen again because he got his son back. Randy in Winchester. Randy, good morning, Randy. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Do you judge those parents who put those kids on those harnesses?
Oh, good morning. No, I don't, because actually, I'll tell you, when my daughter was about 2 years old, you know, she didn't want to be carried in the mall, and she didn't want to be in her stroller and stuff like that. So one day, we lived up near the Mall of America. She loved going up there, so we would go up there. It was like a 40-minute drive, so we'd go up there on the weekends. And my wife and I would be walking around and looking at the stuff. And I noticed that my daughter started screaming and yelling, that type of thing. And she wanted out of her stroller, but she didn't want to be picked up. So my wife put her on the leash. And the thing was, we had her on there, and she would go and give enough room that she could walk around, and she was happy, and she was
right.
Content, you know? And that was the one thing. We didn't want to disturb other people.
Yeah.
So anyway,
quickly,
the thing was, we had gone out into, or my wife had gone out into the walk area, so my daughter could see out over the, you know.
And what happened?
Over the edge, very quickly. We're running out of time, Randy. What happened?
She was surrounded by 15 teenagers. Saying that she had her on the dog leash and all this kind of stuff.
What do the kids know?
Right, 15-year-olds.
Get the teenagers out of here. Let the parents deal with this, all right?
Those kids probably should have been on leashes. 622 on WMAL.
It's 5 o'clock. While lots of people in Washington are going home, we're still working to help you. Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm a Comcast technician in the greater Washington, D.C. area.
What a day, right?
Yeah. Any plans tonight?
Going home to get my internet installed and then have dinner with a friend.
Comcast comes out after 5?
Yes, they do, which is nice because that's when I'm available, right?
That makes so much sense.
We know you're busy. That's why we offer evening and weekend appointments so we can be there to help when it's convenient for you.
But how will you have time for dinner with your friend? Won't you have to wait around all night?
No.
We'll give you a 2-hour appointment window, so you won't have to wait around for me. And if I am late for some reason, you'll get a $20 credit on your next statement. Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around.
Well, enjoy your dinner.
It's the first call I make every morning, dialing the first phone number I ever learned. And Dad always answers, always on the first ring. When he got sick, we promised to help him stay in his home. The house he built with Mom before I was born. It hasn't been easy, but we make it work. But now, this new healthcare bill in Congress could make it impossible. His doctors say the cuts mean Dad may not be able to get the care he needs to stay at home. It's bad enough that this healthcare bill will raise my costs, but it could cost my dad everything.
Right now, Congress is meeting behind closed doors in a last-ditch effort to pass this bad health care bill. But no matter what deals they cut, this bill will raise premiums and take coverage away from millions of Americans. You can help stop it. Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Tell her West Virginia is counting on her. Paid for by AARP.
Are you single and using online dating sites? Why, that's a fine idea. Maybe you'll find just the right person using a computer. Maybe she'll be stunning and laugh at all your jokes and you'll fall in love. And it'll turn out she's really a famous Hollywood actress. Or maybe you should call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch uses real dating experts to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. It's Just Lunch, a smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
625 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, there's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning. And as we head around the region, coming up off the Greenway, Toll Road, and arteries in from the west, no major problems. Update sponsored by upsjobs.com. And boy, we like no major problems. That's always good. Beltway through Annandale and Tyson's checks out fine. Topside through College Park and Silver Spring. Definitely slowing in the earlier crash and Greenbelt gone. So you can head past 450 Annapolis Road without any delay. That looks up at speed here coming out of Greenbelt, New Carrollton. All right, but the problem still remains. Multi-car crash cleanup northbound 5 Branch Avenue before you get to Surratt's Road. So even if they get everything to the shoulder from time to time, they may need to block a lane again when additional tow trucks arrive to the scene of the crash. So still quite slow. That's an understatement. Coming out of Brandywine, heading north and then going on to 5 up towards Surratt's Road, so be prepared for that volume, please. UPS Freight is seeking full-time city drivers and part-time dock workers in Landover. City drivers must have a CDLA. Apply at upsjobs.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little hotter today than it was yesterday. Hazy sunshine, some afternoon clouds, and we may get an afternoon or evening thunderstorm around. High near 91. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 78 degrees at 626 on WMAL. Do you judge those parents who have their children in the harness on the leash? Elsie from Virginia, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Elsie.
Hi. Hey, good morning. So I don't. I have a now 7-year-old son who I believe when he was about 2 and I was about 8 months pregnant, we went to the mall. And, you know, I was holding on to him. All of a sudden, I could not find him. He ran to a store. And then when I started chasing him, I was just running around the mall, 8 months pregnant, trying to find him. I still didn't put him on a leash. Then one day after church, we went to children's ministry to pick him up. He was not there. We found out he found a door that was open and went a mile down the road. And we have to call Fairfax County Police to Fairfax County Police to find him. And it took us about 20 minutes to find him. And he was just walking down the road, and he didn't know what he was doing, but he was just walking.
Right. So did you wind up putting him on a leash after that?
I did put him on a leash, and he sat with me in adult ministry at church till he was about 4 and a half.
Yes, see, sometimes it takes a runner in order to put him on a leash. Elsie, thank you for sharing your story. 628 on WMAL.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal, but you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, I was thinking back to when I was on the EMP 180 weight loss program, and now I'm on maintenance because I've been off it for almost 12 weeks now. And I was thinking back to what it felt like to have pounds melt off, to go into a weekly weigh-in knowing, in my case, I was losing big numbers, right? Knowing I'd look at the scale and I'd lose weight. It's so good to know that. Once that engine got rolling, that metabolic change that EMP 180 weight loss causes your body to go through, it was remarkable. Have you gone through that, where the weight just melts off? If not, don't wait. So many success stories at EMP 180, not just mine, many, many listeners. You read about them on their website. You hear me talking to them. Don't let the fear get to you. Get to EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard of weight loss here in the D.C. area. EMP 180 Weight Loss, EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them. You got to schedule that consultation today. Here's the number, 703-992-0620. One more time, 703-992-0620.
Coming ready. Up on WMAL, student loan paperwork gone missing. You may have hit the jackpot and may not have to pay back your student loan if you're one of the lucky ones. Imagine. It's 630 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on a straight Obamacare repeal plan after a replacement bill lost the support it needed to pass.
We're seeing Mitch McConnell throw in the towel on repeal and replace, which is really surprising because this is something that Republicans have promised for several years. And now with the president's tweet also calling for repeal and replace, sounds a lot different than what he was saying in January when he said that the Obamacare would be repealed and replaced immediately within hours. So now we're looking at a whole new thing that didn't have a lot of support in January when it was first broached.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. The House has approved legislation clearing the way for creation of a new Metro safety panel. The Obama administration had directed the Federal Transit Administration to oversee safety for Metro temporarily. To provide a longer-term solution, the FTA required that Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. establish that new safety monitoring panel. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's office has put out regulations to implement the city's new Death with Dignity law. Terminally ill people in D.C. can now legally obtain medicine to end their lives in what the law calls a humane and peaceful manner. The law's future is still in some doubt, though. A House panel has approved a measure to repeal it. That measure still needs a final House vote and approval by the Senate and the president's signature before D.C.'s law could actually be overturned. And the American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia and other groups are asking Governor Terry McAuliffe to investigate the Charlottesville police response when protesters gathered a couple of weeks ago to condemn a Ku Klux Klan rally. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,630, the Nasdaq at 63,14. Sports, the Nats win again as Ryan Zimmerman belts his 235th career homer, passing Vladimir Guerrero for the franchise record, and the Orioles beat the Rangers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion, while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress, proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility.
Are those the magic hats?
Yes, sir. That's the official 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo and everything.
Does it make you happy?
Very happy.
Will it make me happy?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at
will disappear.
What?
Point at something you wish would disappear.
How about all of that?
Look at this place. I feel amazing.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Chris Plant here. Join me, Brigitte Gabrielle, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others at the Media Research Center's annual gala, September 21st at the National Building Museum. Go to mrc.org/gala, mrc.org/gala.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Problems continue on Route 5, Branch Avenue. So for everyone coming out of Brandywine into Clinton, we still have big delays. Had a multi-car crash northbound 5 before Surratt's Road, and then we had a fender bender in the backup. So still a bit of activity, the initial crash to the shoulder. Now, let's get you north. Once you get past there and up through to the Beltway, your delays to the Wilson Bridge. It's sluggish here near 210. Not so bad from 210 across the bridge span, and then we're good into Virginia. Speaking of Virginia, 95 normal delays. Aquia, Woodbridge, 395 in Landmark, stop and go. Heading through town, we have a stalled car and it's still blocking one lane. DC 295. I know it's not what you need if you're coming southbound, but up ahead after East Capitol Street with the broken down. Watch coming off of 50 out of Chevrolet for the volume. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Isolated showers, thunderstorms this afternoon through this evening, low 90s. Then we'll clear overnight tonight, mid 70s. Chance of thunderstorms on Wednesday, but in the morning this time in the mid 90s, shooting maybe into the upper 90s by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Herndon, 70 in Frederick, 72 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. We have a lot coming up for you on the show. Joining us at 7:35, Trevor Maddage, our WMAL Redskins analyst. Talk to him about Kirk Cousins. Apparently there's some news about that. We'll have him tell you. At 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz with the Fairfax County School Board will be joining us to talk about renaming J.E.B. Stewart High School. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow is with us. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colanese on this Tuesday morning.
All right, so this is amazing to me. Student loans. First of all, did you know that over 1 million Americans default on their student loans every year?
Not surprising.
1 million Americans. And increasingly, it seems like as everyone sort of defaults towards going to college, everyone's assuming and accruing more and more student loans. As a result, there's like 1 million different life decisions that get delayed. Students are delaying marriage. They're delaying buying homes. They're delaying buying cars, whatever. I mean, the economy slows down when you've got all this debt that people are shouldering. So again, 1 million Americans a year defaulting on their loans. Well, there's some new news today. If you're a student debt holder, did you win the student debt lottery? The New York Times reports, as paperwork goes missing, private student loan debts may be wiped away. Whoa, what does that mean? Well, $5 billion in private student loan debt may be wiped away as paperwork goes missing. Right now before a court is an issue with this organization, the National Collegiate Student Loan Trusts. The National Collegiate Student Loan Trusts are struggling right now to prove in court that they even have legal paperwork showing ownership of its loans. This paperwork's gone missing. And it was originally made by the banks and then sold to investors. And the National Collegiate's lawyers are fighting in court. And one of the things, this is hilarious. So basically, they've lost all this paperwork and they don't have any evidence in some cases that they own the loan. So the courts are saying, well, we might throw this out then. This debt that these kids supposedly owe, they might not have to pay because you have no evidence that you even own the loan. You don't even have the paperwork. And the amazing thing is that the lawyers for the National Collegiate Student Loan Trust are arguing, don't let this news get out. They say, quote, as news of the servicing issues and the trust's inability to produce the documents needed to foreclose on loan spreads, the likelihood of more defaults rises. They're concerned that their own inability to track the paperwork is going to make people think, whoa, I have a chance here to not pay back my debt. They don't even know if I owe it to them. So why would I? So now they're very concerned that that all their lack of paperwork is going to lead to a bunch of people just not paying off their debt.
Well, the National Collegiate Student Loan Trusts is just that. It's a trust of approximately seven or eight other loan companies that do student loans, and they come together under this banner of the National Collegiate Student Loan Trust. And so the trail of paperwork goes from one organization to this National Collegiate Trust. So that's where the breakdown in the chain of ownership of the debt comes from. It's 15 trusts, excuse me. National Collegiate, it's an umbrella for 15 trusts that hold 800,000 private student loans totaling $12 billion, and more than $5 billion of that is in default. They bring at least four new collection cases every single day across the country. On average, more than 800 so far this year, tens of thousands of lawsuits in the past 5 years. Listen, can I just say at the heart of this, is the problem is it's not the issue here shouldn't really be about their lack of ability to track the paperwork. The issue here is really about people who are going to college, who shouldn't be going to college, who are majoring in majors where they can't get jobs and are taking out insane amount of money in loans without reading the fine print, have no clue what it means, with it, what interest rate even means. There's an interview in the New York Times with a woman who, no clue. I didn't understand what interest rate was. That's at the heart of this. People, and then they have no ability to pay it back, and they're like, oh, well. Like, with no thought whatsoever to the responsibility of it all. Like, when I got out of college and I had my student loans, I knew in a year they were going to come due. And my father looked at me, and I've told this story before, said, you will screw the cap on toothpaste tubes if that's what you have to do to repay your student loan, because I'm not repaying it for you. That is your number one responsibility. You've got a year to get it together.
Yeah, I remember how easy it was to get that loan money. How easy it was to apply for a loan and just get a check sent to you. Like, whoa, look at the size of this check. I got that in no time. Like, that's all I needed. I could pay for my books. I could pay for my classes. It's great. Look at this. And then now, after all these years, it's like, oh my God, I'm still paying off student loans.
Yeah.
It's such an easy decision that actually will impact you for many years to come. If you're in a position where you have to take a loan out, especially for a private institution, where you're going to pay more. And so a lot of these kids are stuck with it, and it's a $108 billion market.
Yeah.
The private student loan market, which is leading a lot of concern that this is the next subprime mortgage scandal, that this is the next bubble to burst.
Yeah.
So right now, the student loan market in chaos, including that they can't even track the paperwork in some places.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this piece goes into. And they can't even prove their own student loans. It's not about falsification of documents. They just can't prove it.
Judges have already dismissed dozens of lawsuits against former students because there's no paper trail.
In the meantime, Vince, you keep paying.
I know. I will.
6:43 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Did you know the all-electric Chevy Bolt EV can go 238 miles on a full charge? It's also full of innovative technologies, like the standard 10.2-inch diagonal color touchscreen and 8-inch diagonal driver cluster. These deliver valuable real-time information like battery levels, range estimation, charge settings, and climate controls, all at your fingertips. The all-electric Chevy Bolt EV isn't just a great electric car. It's a great car.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Next grand prize drawing July 30th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. First must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you a man facing divorce? If so, listen carefully. Divorce affects all areas of your life, financially, emotionally, and mentally. It changes the relationship that you have with your children, perhaps even more than you think. My name is Joe Cordell, and I know how hard divorce is because I've been there myself. Our firm works hard to protect the interests of men during the process. We represent men like you who want to protect their financial interests and the relationship that they have with their kids. Everyone involved in a divorce is affected by the breakup of the family. Cordell & Cordell tries to help you through this tough time so that then you can move on with your life.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
645 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5 Sioux Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And getting in through town, New York Avenue. Good morning. Just seeing some of the signal light delays as you come up the light of Bladensburg Road. And then there's Florida Avenue toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's getting to New York Avenue. We're very slow on 50 through Chevrolet. And that's due to the crash and merging onto DC 295 southbound just past East Capitol Street. I'll make that a stalled car that I've been talking about. Still blocks one lane. Now, let's get you elsewhere, seeing a little bit of improvement the closer you get to the exit for Surratt's Road, but it has been a tough trip. Northbound 5 into Clinton, the multi-car crash, and we had one in the backups as well. So two accidents north on 5 to slow us out of Brandywine. So keep that in mind for your early travels here. Now, let's get you 270 and through Urbana, Hyattstown, into Gaithersburg and Rockville. It's just been about the volume, no incidents reported, and a slow go coming in from the west and into the Sun Glare, 66 through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little hotter today than it was yesterday. Hazy sunshine, some afternoon clouds, and we may get an afternoon or evening thunderstorm around. High near 91. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 78 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
So, leaving the health bill and moving on to the GOP budget. So, while the Senate deals with its now failing health bill, moving on to a repeal plan, which is what Mitch McConnell wants, repeal and then replace over 2 years. Over in the House, we have some news this morning. The House Republicans have unveiled a budget plan that attaches major spending cuts to the coming tax overhaul bill. Major spending cuts. This is all brand new this morning. House Republicans have unveiled their 2018 budget plan, the Washington Post reports, that would pave the way for ambitious tax reform legislation, but only alongside a package of politically sensitive spending cuts that threaten to derail the tax rewrite before it begins. The Post not giving much hope to the plan. Let's find out what's in it. This blueprint, which is going to be set for a committee vote on Thursday, sets out procedures that would ultimately allow Republicans to pass legislation over the objections of Democrats in the Senate who can normally block bills they oppose. So they're going to use some maneuvering here. GOP leaders in the House, as well as top Trump officials, hope to use these procedures known as, of course, reconciliation to pass the tax overhaul later this year. The instructions in this draft budget include a $203 billion rollback of financial industry regulations, federal employee benefits, welfare spending, and more. So there's some cuts here, $203 billion in them. House Budget Committee Chairman Diane Black, chairwoman rather, says, in past years, our proposals had little chance of becoming a reality because we faced a Democratic White House. But now we've got a Republican Congress and a Republican administration. Now is the time to put forward a governing document with real solutions to address our biggest problems. So a combination of tax overhauling and spending cuts coming.
The House plan. Now, there's some differences between The House plan and the blueprint, the budget released by President
Trump. By the White House.
Yeah. The House plan envisions major cuts to federal spending, just like President Trump does. They're going to, by bringing the budget into balance, they're counting on growth, just as President Trump's bill does as well. Under the House plan, defense spending would increase over 10 years. Non-defense discretionary spending would decline to $424 billion, which that staggering number is 23% below what the federal government is spending this year. They're spending $554 billion, again, all according to the Washington Post. The House proposal, unlike President Trump's proposal, the House proposal also cuts into Medicare and Social Security. Now, those are two things that President Trump said, I'm not going to touch. And he doesn't in his budget, but the House does. They cut into Social Security and Medicare. The House plan also relies on economic growth, but not to the same degree that President Trump's budget does as well. So they're a little bit less rosy about the whole thing. So
2.6% versus 3%. And by the way, the White House out this morning already supporting this plan. Mick Mulvaney has released a statement. He's endorsed it. He's supportive of it. So some progress on that front and some more agreement between the House and the White House today.
So they might actually get something done? Be still my heart.
Let's hold your breath.
It's 650 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Did you know that each year several pounds of dirt, dust, and dander can accumulate in your carpets? Yeah, that's right. I said pounds. Listen, carpets are the largest air filter in your home, and they need to be professionally cleaned at least once a year. So take my advice. Have the pros at Zero Res clean your carpets. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old, dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Stains, pet odors, and allergens will be removed, and a Zero Res clean dries in just a few hours. Stop being embarrassed when friends visit and see or smell your dirty carpets. No carpets, no problem. Zero Res can also deep clean hardwoods, laminate, tile, and grout surfaces too. Call Zero Res right now and ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time, get 40% off any hard surface cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but some people, and maybe you're one of them, experience real fear. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and I understand that dental anxiety and even fear is pretty common. But here's the thing. Dental problems only get worse the longer you delay. So how do you get past anxiety and fear and get to the smile you've always dreamed of? Sleep dentistry. Here at Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. That's right. Walk into Cascades with years worth of dental problems and wake up with a brand new smile. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors smile. One doctor, one office. At 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about modern dental implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
653 now WMAL. Excuse me, let's see how your money is doing. Sorry about that. It's not WMAL traffic. How could I forget? It's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC news desk. I am so sorry. I hear the music. I go on autopilot. Sorry, Jess.
All good. Good morning, Mary and everyone. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. No big reaction yet to the failure of the Republican health care bill in the Senate. Markets in Europe mostly lower. Mixed picture in Asia. Crude oil is slightly higher again today. A lot of politics impacting the business news this morning. Well, we'll see what the impact will be. The House Budget Committee's out with that full-year spending plan for next year, calling for increases in military spending and work requirements for food stamp recipients. Republicans need Democrats to pass a budget. They need a budget to pass tax reform, which is really what Wall Street wants. So we'll see what happens today with the indexes. Quarterly results already this morning from Dow Component United Health. Earnings beat forecasts. Revenues missed. Johnson & Johnson also just reported mixed results. Results coming from other big names today, including Goldman Sachs and Charles Schwab and Harley Davidson. Happy 59th birthday to IHOP. Short stacks, 59 cents today. That's three buttermilk pancakes. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
It's 6:55 now. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we can do this. Virginia, here's what we have on 395 as you push north into the sun glare this morning. Slows from the Beltway toward King Street. And in the express lanes, we have the broken down bus on the right shoulder. So that's distracting everyone. Beyond that, just a little bit of a stop and go as you head up toward the 14th Street Bridge. We're quiet so far over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Good in and out of Georgetown over the Key Bridge. So those are all checking out fine. We've been struggling on Route 5 northbound before you get to Surratt's Road. That's where we had the multi-car crash and cleanup was continuous, taking a while to get several tow trucks there. Broken down car, DC 295 coming southbound past East Capitol Street. They were waiting on a tow truck and get that all hooked up and out of there. Suitland Parkway delays are going to be slow past Alabama Avenue. Once you get toward 295, we're good over the Douglas Bridge and just a little bit of volume 11th Street Bridge to the freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And then this warm air mass, but it is going to get a little bit warmer as we head through today in the low 90s. Isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon through this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 78 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Oh, 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 I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my
way. Speed cameras around here, because God forbid you go over 30 miles an hour anywhere in the immediate region. So now on 495 near Suitland Road, where there's construction, they're going to issue what they've already installed, a speed camera. It's a mobile speed camera. And if you're driving more than 12 miles over the speed limit, which is currently 55 in that area, so doing the math, 67... It's the cutoff.
7,000. What is it? Oh, 67.
67.
Sorry, my math is bad.
Right now, since it's new, you'll get a warning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. But that's until August 6th. After that, if you are doing more than 12 miles above the speed limit in the construction zone, you'll get a love letter for $40, requesting a $40 payment, and it's not from a Nigerian prince.
Yeah.
It's from the state.
I'll probably have a picture of your license plate just to make sure you know.
Yeah.
It was you.
Listen, and I understand in construction areas, people do, that's a tough job, and you've got to be careful in a construction area. I totally get that. I am just amazed, though, because, and I know that it's a straighter part of the road there. I get it. I don't think I've ever been on 495 and had it be going more than 30, 35 miles an hour. I don't understand it. It's because the sun is out. It's because it's raining. It's because there's a curve in the road. It's because it's an uphill, whatever. I never get to go more than 30 miles an hour on that road.
My drive every morning at 3 o'clock. There's nobody on the road on 495 at 3 a.m. in the morning. That's like, those speed cameras would catch me, that's for sure. It's nice to know, by the way, that 12 miles per hour is the magic number and not something less. So to all the mild rule breakers out there, 12 miles is too much, but 11, you're totally fine.
I wonder if they're trying to keep it thinking that most people will just go 65. Do you see what I'm saying? That they'll keep it just 10 miles above just because they know they're definitely under the limit then.
That's what they say, 10 miles.
But be
careful out there, especially around these construction zones. But the mobile camera, it'll be out there for 3 years.
That it could be the other part of the
for at least 3 years during this construction project in PG County.
Which is what I don't understand. Why does it take so long? I don't understand.
Don't get a ticket.
Coming up on WMAL, healthcare bill is dead. We're going to have a funeral for it. It'll be
dead.
There'll be a viewing. We'll pass out the little cards. It's dead. Will it be buried? We'll find out.
And Trevor Mattis joins us to discuss the latest in the Kirk Cousins saga. He's getting a lot of money.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.